Hi, I'm Lydia. In 2020, I resigned from my corporate job and took a big leap of faith. I launched a business I had been dreaming about for a long time. I had so many questions when I first started and zero people on my email list, but I was committed to one thing, taking massive imperfect action. Within 18 months, I had thousands of students in my courses and coaching programs and was able to retire my husband from his 30-year career to work with me. I'm still pinching myself that we get to run a six-figure business while living a life we love. But the truth is, this overnight success did not happen overnight. For more than two decades, I let imposter syndrome, fear of failure, and perfectionism hold me back from my passions and purpose. What is it that you've been wanting to launch? In the Launch Perspective podcast, we share the mindset and the step-by-step strategies that will help you launch and scale the online business of your dreams so you can live life with more freedom and impact. It's time for a new perspective. Welcome to the show. I am so excited for today's episode and excited to introduce all of you to my special guest. Over the last few episodes, we've been chatting about creating digital courses, the benefits of it, the strategy of it, and the reason why is because digital courses have had such a profound impact on my life and on the lives of my students. It has been an amazing journey. And honestly, the special guest I have today is the whole reason why I went all in with digital courses. If you don't know my story, I resigned from my corporate job in March of 2020 to launch my business and my first digital course, starting with zero people on an email list, and after 3 years, generating hundreds of thousands of dollars, all because I jumped out of that boat, took a leap of faith, and launched my first course. But I always say that this overnight success was definitely not overnight. It was a journey. It was a learning experience. We still have a lot of things we want to implement and do. But the biggest thing I love to share is that it took me 6 years of dreaming before I finally took that plunge. And so the reason why I dreamt about creating a digital course for 6 years is because of my special guest. I was on a webinar with her and she started sharing all of the reasons why you might want to create a digital course. I caught the vision, dreamt about it for 6 years, and finally, that dream became a reality in 2020. My special guest today is none other than the amazing Amy Porterfield. And if you have not met her, I want to share with you some of the amazing accolades and accomplishments so that you can get to know her. Amy has served and helped over 50,000 students through her digital courses, generating, get this, over $82 million in revenue over the last 14 years. She is also the host of the top-ranked podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy, which gets 1 million downloads a month. And I know why. It is an amazing podcast. But she also launched a book recently. She's a top-selling author. If you haven't gotten it, it's called 2 Weeks Notice. And I love the tagline of the book because I feel like it describes my story to a T. It says, find the courage to quit your job, make more money, work where you want, and change the world. And that is exactly why I'm so passionate about digital courses. Now, what I love most about Amy is her heart to serve and empower others to live a life that they love. And so I know you all are going to love today's topic. She truly is the master to share what it's really like to create a profitable digital course. So, Amy, welcome to the Launch Perspective podcast. I am so honored that you're joining us for the second time.
Oh my goodness, Lydia, I'm so happy to be here. And I love to hear your story and how you started to create courses. I forgot that you quit your job right before COVID.
Like 2 weeks before COVID.
Oh my gosh, when I heard that, I thought, well, that was good timing. Wow.
Great timing. It really was. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that timing because you know, everybody came home and wanted to learn a new thing. A lot of people were pivoting at the time to figuring out how to do something online in their business. And what I love is that just because we're no longer in a COVID pandemic, digital courses are still changing people's lives today. So that's why I'm so excited to have you here. So as someone who has worked with so many people who have created a digital course, can you share with our listeners why they should consider it? Like, what are the biggest benefits that you feel your students are feeling the rewards of? I know you are reaping the rewards, but what about your students as well? What do you think the biggest benefits are?
I love this question because when I teach how to do digital courses, I'm talking so much about the revenue you can generate, like how much money you can make and what an impact you can make. But beyond the money and even beyond the impact, there's so many other benefits. And here's one of them. A lot of the students that I teach, they're just getting started in their online businesses. And so they're not necessarily getting invited to the big stages or getting a bunch of podcast interviews to spread their message and build their email list. And the opportunities aren't really flowing in just yet. But when you create a digital course and you launch it over and over again throughout the year, you become known for something. You are on the map as the go-to resource in whatever it is that you want to do. And when people know what to go to you for, the opportunities start to open up. The doors are open for you where you could do this or you could do that. So that's what I love. It puts you on the map. It puts you out there as the expert. More opportunities come your way if you want them. And then in addition to that, it's the freedom. And so the reason why I teach digital courses and why I got into them 14 years ago is that I wanted to work when I wanted, how I wanted, where I wanted. And digital courses allow me to go all in, but also step all out when I need a breather, when I need a time to relax. And so I love that freedom of not always having to be on when I have a digital course.
I'm so glad you said that because I agree. It really isn't just that the revenue has impacted our family, because even if I earned millions of dollars, if it's not creating the life I want to live, it's not serving me. And so I'm very thankful for that opportunity to be creative, to work with different people. I love the relationships I've built. I honestly was scared that when I launched on my own, that I was going to be all by myself. By connecting with people like you and communities like yours and all of the amazing online communities out there, I realized what an amazing opportunity it was to build relationships. And if you are here to serve, I feel like digital courses are just magic, right? It gives you that opportunity.
It truly does. I love that you've experienced firsthand. I've seen thousands of my students go through it as well.
Now, I will say it is probably more rare that someone does what I did and just kind of quit their job cold turkey.
Very true.
And I will say it really wasn't an overnight decision. I mean, that was 6 years of learning, thinking, and I definitely was overthinking things. I was definitely struggling with imposter syndrome. But for those who actually enjoy their 9-to-5 job, or they're not quite ready to go all in like I did, do you feel like people can implement a digital course and create something as a side hustle? Or is this really only working for people who do it full time?
I see it all the time where my students create a digital course as a side hustle. Most of my students are still in 9-to-5 jobs. They want to leave, but they also need a safety net to do so. And a side hustle is a great way to get that safety net. And I can't think of anything better than a digital course. Here's why it works really well as a side hustle. While you're in your 9-to-5 job, you can work on creating your digital course. Now, will you have to sacrifice a little? You will. Maybe in the mornings, at your lunch hour, in the evenings, you're going to have to find the time to create the course. But the beautiful thing is once you create your digital course, now it's done, meaning you can launch it over and over and over again. You'll want to tinker with it and make it better and tweak it in different ways, but you're never starting from scratch again. So finding that initial investment of time to get it created, sure, it's going to take some sacrifices and you're going to have to work around your busy schedule. But once it's done, that's the beautiful thing about courses. And so many of my students have started them as a side hustle, and I highly recommend you do so if you're still in a 9-to-5 job. You don't need to quit that job and then create that course.
Exactly. You really don't. And, you know, some people are already in their own business. You know, maybe they're not working a 9-to-5 job and they still possibly have not caught the vision of how a digital course could be added to what they're already doing in their business. I know in a lot of my programs, we have coaches. People are coaching in all sort of niches. And so they're doing a lot of one-on-one coaching. Some are doing group coaching. But those things that they're teaching their clients over and over and over again and trading time for money, how do you think a digital course can help someone in that situation?
Ooh, I love this question. So I'm going to tell you a quick story about one of my students, Savannah. So Savannah is a one-on-one coach for authors or potential soon-to-be authors. She coaches them on getting their book written and published. And she's done this for many years. And she thought, this will never translate into a digital course because what I do is unique. I work with people one-on-one. I pitch and catch with them. And so how would I put this into a digital course if I can't specifically help each person individually? But she really wanted freedom. She was feeling burnt out of having all those clients and trading time for dollars. You will always hit that glass ceiling when you are trading time for dollars because there's only one of you and so many hours in a day. So she didn't want to fully give away her one-on-one work, but she wanted to supplement it. So she started to think, well, how do I teach my one-on-one clients about writing books, publishing books? What are the major steps I take them through? If I were to create a roadmap in terms of what I lay out for them, what would that look like? And when she started to entertain the idea and brainstorm what a roadmap would look like, she realized she's got a model. And anyone listening right now, if you do one-on-one coaching or consulting, you have a model of how you teach. It just feels different when you talk to specific people one-on-one. But I always tell my students who teach one-on-one and are afraid that maybe that model won't work in a course, treat it as a choose your adventure book. When Cade, my son, was really little, I used to read him these choose your adventure books. We'd get to a part in a book and it would say something like, if you want to do this, go to page 20. But if you want to go in this direction, go to page 30. So we would get to fast forward. When you create a course and you're showing them how to do it step by step, you might get to a step and say, okay, if you want to do XYZ, then here's your next move. But if you want to do it differently and do it like this, then that's the direction you go. You could still do that in a course. But the point is, you are not able to serve at the level that you are meant to serve in a big way, one to many, with one-on-one coaching. So I don't say give away your one-on-one coaching. Don't let it go if you love it. Supplement it with a course. And one more thing I want to add. So this is really sad, but when I was launching my book, my mother-in-law unexpectedly died. Like never in a million years did we think that she would pass away. And within 5 days, unfortunately, she got really sick and we lost her. My business is set up in a way that I could step away if needed. I don't do one-on-one coaching or consulting at all. And so when that happened, I was able to say, everything needs to be on hold. I've got to be there for my husband. And you can't really do that when you have a business that you are serving clients every single day. So that's what I mean about lifestyle freedom and building a life that allows you to take care of those that you want to take care of when you need to.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, one of the things I really learned from you was the value of creating evergreen courses that will sell even when you are not available. I had a 2-month illness with COVID at the end of 2020. And all I could think of is if I didn't have my digital course and I had to show up and coach someone for 2 months, I couldn't even speak. I couldn't talk without coughing. So it's such a good reminder that creating something that generates revenue and a lifestyle that allows you to take vacation, you don't have to worry about time off when you're sick, or if you want to help a family member, that is priceless.
It truly
absolutely
is.
Priceless. I love it. Now, and I love what you mentioned about like the framework. That's one of the things I also learned from you, that even in all the times I was coaching one-on-one, I never really thought about it as a framework, a roadmap, a blueprint, right? And that is when all the light bulbs really came on for me where, oh my goodness, I could turn this into a digital course. But the hardest part was picking the topic.
Yes.
Like I could teach on a gazillion things, Amy, like how in the world do I narrow down and decide on a course topic? Not that I just love to teach, but that people would actually buy from me. So what are your tips there? Because I bet other people have that question.
Absolutely. It's the number one question that comes up when I start talking to my students about potentially creating a course. So over the years, I've perfected something called the sweet spot formula, and it's your first step in coming up with your course idea. So I'm going to take everyone through it just really quickly. I get into it much more in detail in a lot of my content, but I want to like at least plant the seed. So there are four quadrants in the sweet spot formula. The first quadrant is your expertise. Where have you gotten results? Where have you gotten results for yourself or for somebody else or for a client, a customer, a family member? What do you know? Likely more than the average person. And there's no way you can say nothing. That is not true. But if you ever get stuck here, text some friends and family members. They will absolutely give you some insight on where you excel. So that's the first question. The second question is, if you want to serve and help, what do you think your ideal audience is struggling with? Where are their challenges? Where are their pain points or their desire? Because what you want to do is marry your expertise and your knowledge with a challenge or desire somebody has. And so we want to think about the audience that you might serve. The third quadrant is, where are people spending money? So when you think of what you might want to create a course around, ask yourself, are there books about it, podcasts about it, other digital courses on it? Do people coach or consult on the topic? Are there live events or virtual events around the topic? And if the answer is yes, that is a great thing. We don't need to be first to market. You don't need to be the first one to create a course on X topic, because likely you're going to have to work really hard to even explain to people why they would want it. But if it's been done before, that's a great validator that people are spending money and there's room for you. That's something you need to remember. There is room for you, even if there are many courses on the topic you want to teach. Nobody is teaching it with your experience or your stories or your background. There is room for you. So that's the third quadrant. Where are people spending money in terms of the idea you have? And then the fourth quadrant is important. What lights you up? What brings you joy? You never want to create a course on something that you don't want to talk about over and over again, because you will be talking about it morning, noon, and night. It doesn't need to be your passion, your end all, your life's meaning. It just needs to be something that brings you joy, so that when things get tough, and they do at times, that you're still willing to get out there and do your thing.
I love that. In fact, you actually answered, I think, what is another common question. People are always saying, don't I have to have certain qualifications? And don't I have to be like this top expert? And that could not be farther from the truth. Right. And I think you really helped everyone with this amazing resource that you created. I'm going to put a link up here. If you go to lydiamartin.info/course guide, you can get your hands on this amazing guide by Amy, and it's called Surprisingly Simple Ways to Turn Your Knowledge into a Digital Course. And it doesn't say like your degree or your, your coaching qualification certification. Like, it is truly like your knowledge. And I love that you say you just need to be a little ahead. You just need to be 10% ahead of what they know. And I have learned that that is so true. So many times we disqualify our skill, our knowledge, our expertise, and we think, who's going to need to know that? Or is that really that exciting? And then you have those people go, oh my goodness, I had no idea. And as you get more comfortable in teaching, you'll be amazed at how much people want to learn from you. So wow. I love that. So I do encourage everybody to grab that free guide. I think it's going to be an amazing resource for you. But since we're talking about building a profitable course, let's talk about revenue for just a second.
Ooh, because I love this topic.
I do think sometimes people, of course, are thinking, how much money can I really make? Like, how much effort am I going to need to put into this to make whatever my goal is? And I feel like their goal is their goal. So it's not like you're not successful unless you're making six figures. You can earn $5,000 and be completely happy, $500 and be completely happy in reaching a goal. But can you just help people kind of get an understanding of how pricing your course can help them reach whatever revenue goal they have?
Yes. So I love talking about the revenue of a course because I like to get really specific. And so when I help people figure out how much money they could make with their digital course, the first thing we need to talk about is, well, what type of course do you want to create? So there's three different types of courses: a starter course, a spotlight course, and a signature course. A starter course is like a basic 101, really simple digital course to get people started. And this was the first type of successful course I created, where I help people get started with Facebook marketing, but I didn't give them the whole Facebook marketing plan, and it didn't take weeks to get through my course. It was a pretty small course just to get started. So if you want to create a starter course on any topic, usually you charge anywhere from $100 to $200. Now, the second type of course is a spotlight course, where you take one area of your expertise and you go deep. The example I use over and over again is one of my students, Rob Green, who's a photographer. He created a spotlight course, and it was all about how to make flash photography look like natural light. One area of his expertise. He had 100 people on his email list, and he made $12,000. And the reason why it did so well is because he was so detailed about this one thing his audience really wanted to know. Because you're so detailed, you can charge more than a starter course. So anywhere from $200 to $500. And then the third type of course is a signature course. I say this is the Mac Daddy of all courses, where we're going to give people a huge transformation from start to finish, because the results you promise are so big, you get to charge more, anywhere from $500 to $3,000. So once you start to think about what type of course you want to create, and I have a boot camp coming up that I really get into more detail about this for you to really make a great decision on the type of course you want to create. But once you come up with your type, then you can price it. So let's say that you think about creating a course and I ask you, well, how much money do you want to make in your very first course launch? And you tell me $10,000. Amy, I'd feel really good with $10,000. That would be worth my time and energy and effort. So then you think about the type of course you want to create. And let's say you want to charge $500 for a spotlight course. You're going to go deep with one area of your expertise. It's going to be $500. That means only 20 people need to raise their hand and say, I want that, for you to hit your revenue goal. 20 people. And if you're working on growing your audience while you're creating your course, you're going to have an audience of people that are excited to hear from you, excited to learn from you. And so the more you nurture your audience on social media and start to grow that email list, it doesn't need to be big, you've got an audience ready for your course. 20 people and you've hit your revenue goal for your first launch. And I can promise you, it only gets bigger from there, because you get better at what you're doing and your audience gets bigger every time you launch.
I love course math because it takes away the drama and puts it into data.
Yes. Amen. From drama to data. That's
from
a really great
drama to data
combat.
Because, you know, earning your first 10K feels like just so huge. But then you realize, if I sell 20 $500 courses, it makes it feel so much more attainable and so simple. And I approached my first course the same way. It was a starter course. So it was $100. And my first launch, I had 95 students.
That's so a lot of students.
I hit my 10K goal essentially in my first launch. So whether your course is $100 or $1,000, there's a lot of different ways to reach your revenue goal. And like you said, that's just the starting point, and then it grows from there. So I definitely want to chat about your bootcamp here in a minute. In fact, the big question then is, once somebody has created a digital course, you know, now how do they sell it? So before we jump into your bootcamp, which I know does answer some of that question, can you just give a highlight big picture of what it takes to actually launch and sell your course that you create?
This is a really great question. And first of all, it takes a plan, because the last thing you want to do is just say, you know what, I'm going to create this course and then maybe talk about it on social a bit, maybe post about it on my website and be done. That will never work with anything you're trying to sell online. It's important to have a plan in terms of how you're going to do it. And that's what I teach my students, a step-by-step plan to create and launch their digital course. And the first thing that you want to do is think about a sales vehicle. How do you want to sell it? So a lot of my students will sell with a webinar. Now, if you're new to webinars, you might say, no, 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 I'm not doing a webinar. That's scary. A lot of tech, a lot of unknowns. I've never been live on video. I'm not doing that. I promise you, you can make it simpler than you think. You don't even have to be on camera in order to do a webinar. But the reason why I love webinars and why I teach them to my students is because webinars allow you to give immense value for free before you ever sell anything. So you're building loyalty and you're giving value. No matter if they buy or not, they're going to walk away with value. They're going to feel taken care of. And so I love webinars because it's an easy way to transition into selling. And you, as the course creator, you can feel good about that. But there's other ways to do it. You could do boot camps, you could do challenges, you could do video sales letters. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but you want a sales vehicle for sure. And then from there, you're going to use your social media, your email list, probably a small email list, but you're still going to use it. And then you're also going to make sure that you have created some free content before you launch your course. We call it the pre-launch, where you're just priming the pump. Now, if anyone's listening and that's all new to them, you could say, whoa, that's a lot. I can't even imagine doing all of that. Remember that we're creating an asset that you're going to get to sell over and over again to create $100,000, $200,000 and more in a year. And so it's worth doing the work up front so that you could reap the benefits of feeling that freedom afterwards. Anything worth getting in your business is worth working toward, but just make sure you follow someone that has a proven guide that will give you that guide, whether it be me or somebody else. Learn from someone who's gone before you so you don't have to make all the mistakes that usually come when you don't know what you're doing. And believe me, I've made them all.
And not only to help you prevent those mistakes, but to help you make decisions, because it really is indecisiveness that is the enemy.
Yes.
Right? It's all those times we are overthinking and we don't finally get to a decision. Until you make a decision, there's no motion. And without motion, there's no momentum. So in the beginning, I agree, you're kind of looking ahead at all these steps, all these things that feel new to you, and it feels overwhelming. But just by taking one step at a time, learning a new thing every day, implementing things every day, after 30 days, 60 days, for me now 3.5 years, to look back and know what I know now compared to what I knew then, I wish I could almost talk to that previous person and say, just go for it, Lydia, because it's all going to be okay.
All going to be okay. That is so true. You know, Lydia, what is different between you and me and let's say somebody who's on the sidelines, not making the kind of money they want and feeling very frustrated and stuck, the only difference is we started. We gave it a shot. We had no guarantee it would work, but we really wanted something more than what we had. And we just had to go for it. And that to me is courage. And everyone can muster up that courage if you want it bad enough. So my point being that Lydia and I are no different than you. If you're listening now, feeling like, yeah, but you girls did this or you had that. No. We just had enough courage to get off the sidelines and get into the game. And it was scary. Lydia, how scared were you to leave your job in 2020?
I seriously say all the time, you have to feel the fear and do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
It's terrifying in the beginning.
I remember when I launched my first digital course, I was sitting on my bed in my tiny little condo in Carlsbad, California. And I hit send. And I thought I was going to cry because I thought, well, here we go. And I have no idea if this is going to work, but I'm doing this. And newsflash, it didn't work. My first launch, I made $267 and then cried for a week. However, if I didn't have that experience, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today with over $85 million in digital course sales. I had to figure it out. And everyone listening right now can do the same.
You can. And I definitely learned that failure is not the opposite of success. It literally is what you're going through to get to what you really want. We all learn often by figuring out what doesn't work first.
Yeah.
So true. Just embrace it. Embrace that imperfect action and just keep going each and every day. And it is amazing how small steps can make a huge difference. So I'm so glad you're encouraging everybody with that today. And I want to encourage them by helping them make the decisions that will get them moving forward. And in my opinion, your boot camp is the place where that happens. It is where all the magic happens, because that boot camp, you have crafted such an amazing opportunity for people to know what decisions need to be made to start this whole journey. And you help them make those decisions in such a short amount of time that it gets everything in motion. So tell us about Course Confident. I can't wait for them to hear what is coming up. I know the kickoff party is September 13th. Yeah. So let everybody know more about that.
I love that you keep bringing up decisions, because you and I are very much the same. We've got to take action. And the way you take action is decision by decision, even if they're small. And so in the boot camp, I'm going to help you make some very core decisions. Number one, we're going to come up with that course idea. I gave you a little hint today, but I'm going to get into much more detail, give you real life examples of my students, how they came up with their ideas as well. Then you're going to learn how to validate that idea. No one wants to create a course and then nobody buys it. And it's a very real fear of my students. So we go through some validation exercises to make sure you're choosing a topic that people will actually buy. And then from there, we're going to come up with that course type. I went over starter, spotlight, signature. Well, there's nuances to each of those things you need to know as a potential course creator before you make that decision. We're going to help you make that decision, and then you're going to price that course. Then we're going to dream a little bit and do a little course math and see what's possible for you so that you can start to get behind, all right, I'm ready to do this. I want to take action. There's a little extra that I've never done before. Every year I do this boot camp. It's just $47, one of the cheapest things I offer. But this year it's extra special because I'm adding an AI component, so artificial intelligence. And I'm going to show you how to use the tool ChatGPT. Now listen, if you've never used it and you're not techie, I'm your girl, because neither am I, but you will figure it out. But I'm going to show you how to use AI to fast track your course creation journey so that you can get this done faster and get it out into the world. So we're going to do some AI work as well. It's going to be really fun, not too over the top, but it will help you get started. So the whole goal of the bootcamp is to help you get started with your digital course.
And it really is the perfect place to start. And I love that every year you're adding new things. I love utilizing ChatGPT as well. And I feel like it's empowering all of us to be creators without having to look at a blank page. So yeah. For everyone who struggles with that brainstorming and the ideas, and sometimes, you know, that creativity just does not come.
We
get an idea and we're like, but now what? And so I love that in the boot camp, you're going to be giving everybody the tools, the tips, the strategies. I agree. It is the best $47 you will spend. It is so worth your time to get in there so that Amy and everyone in there, feel like you're with a group, because you are, with an amazing community, all working towards the same goal. So you owe it to yourself to see what a digital course can be for you. So definitely join us in the boot camp before the doors close at lydiamartin.info/course-confident. That is the name of the boot camp. You do not want to miss it. All right. So in closing, though, I really do love, Amy, how you encourage people who may be struggling with those thoughts of fear. Am I enough? Could I do this? Would this really be successful for me? Is there anything you want to share with them in closing that will just encourage them to take that first step?
Those feelings of, am I enough? Could I do this? And then it turns out to be, maybe I should wait. I'm not ready. Maybe another year. All of that is so normal. And it feels very real and true. But the real truth is it's rooted in fear. We're all afraid. Lydia's afraid. I'm afraid. We're making decisions, whether we're 6 years in, 14 years in, or 1 year in, we're all making decisions that we're not exactly sure if it's the right way to go. However, you've got to get clear on what you want. How bad do you want it? Because making decisions toward your future is the only way to see that growth. And I know it's scary. I know sometimes you don't feel enough, but I've been around for 14 years in terms of helping people create courses. I know you have a course in you. I know you're capable. And if all of my students that I spotlight could do it, you could too. 90% of my success stories, they started out thinking, am I good enough? Am I capable of doing this? Is this going to work? But they wanted it bad enough that they figured it out. And you too, my friend, could do that.
I so agree. And I'm so glad I stopped dreaming after 6 years. Yes. I don't want anyone to wait as long as I did.
No, it's not necessary.
Seriously, my only regret in creating a digital course is that I didn't start sooner. Yeah. And so I feel like everyone owes it to themselves to go through this journey. So jump into the bootcamp. It is the perfect, like, dip your toe in. Let's figure out if this is right for you. Let's figure out what it could look like. And then, like you said, now you have made the decisions that allow you to move forward, to take action and get those rewards. So yeah, very exciting. I can't wait to see you in the bootcamp, of course.
You too, my friend.
I will be there. I don't miss any of your bootcamps.
I love it. Plus, you're so valuable helping people and giving insight. So I appreciate you going on this journey with me. It's the most fun thing we do all year. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Amy, I am thrilled to have had you as a guest again on Launch Perspective Podcast. Thank you for sharing all of your wisdom and tips and encouragement with everybody today. I am always honored to have you as a guest.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
All right. And we look forward to seeing everybody next time. If you have any questions at all, reach out to us at support@banishbusinessclutter.com. We would love to answer any questions you have about creating a course or launching a profitable business. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Launch Perspective Podcast. Looking for more? Head over to launchperspective.com for show notes and quick links to the content and tools that we shared today. Want to stay up to date on new podcast episodes or ask a question that I answer on the show? You can do this and more at launchperspective.com. See you there.